Network for Racers Reunion Radio. The World of Outlaws stopped at a historic sprint car track and made up some big payouts. Pavement late models stage a few of their bigger fall events. I made my way back to Stafford Motor Speedway yesterday for the fall final. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, October the 2nd. 2017. We are from the New England studios in New Milford, Connecticut, a little bit far off from the Lake Norman area, but we're traveling through New England, and here we are. You can't even tell the difference. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining the fastest half hour in racing. We are on racersreunion.com, Facebook Live, and speedwayreport.com. From the North Myrtle Beach ZRN studios and the miracles of technology, producer Jeff Gilder is still with us, giving us four tires and fuel for our run to the checkered flag at the top of the hour. We're getting into fall. We're getting deep into the championship battles for so many series. Let's go through the winners and see what is happening around the world of motorsports with the Speedway Report Victory Lane Lap. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Tour raced yesterday in Dover, Delaware, where Kyle Busch took the checkered flag. Saturday's Xfinity race in Dover was won by Ryan Blaney. The trucks were out in Las Vegas, Nevada on Saturday night. Ben Rhodes took the win out there. Yesterday's fall final for the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour in Stafford Springs, Connecticut was won by Eric Goodale, his first tour win at the Stafford Half Mile. NASCAR's K&N Pro Series East Tour was in Dover, Delaware, where Jeff Burton's son, Harrison, took the win and the championship for 2017. NASCAR's K&N Pro Series West cars were in Meridian, Idaho for a 208-lap feature. Michael Self won the race out there. Overnight from Saturday to Sunday, no, I was not awake for it live, but I did get caught up on it. Formula One Tour raced in Malaysia, where Max Verstappen was atop of the podium. Back here on American soil, the NHRA was at Gateway Motorsports Park in Illinois, and Steve Torrence was your top fuel champion. Funny car to Ron Capps, pro stock to Greg Anderson, and L.E. Tonglet won in pro stock motorcycle. Jumping over to the dirt, the Lucas Oil late models raced Saturday night in Woodstock, Georgia. Michael Page took down the win there. And last night they competed in Rome, Georgia. Darrell Lanigan was the winner on that race. Both of them better than five-figure first-place payouts. Their cousins on the World of Outlaws Sprint Tour were up here in the Northeast with me. They had a big weekend at Williams Grove with the National Open. Thursday night, night number one of the National Open was taken by David Gravel, a Connecticut native. And also double feature night is Greg Hodnett won the Summer Nationals makeup feature from July and a nice $20,000 check. Friday night, they got back to the normal schedule. James McFadden won night two of the Nationals. And Saturday night, the big 50 grand to win National Open. Gravel liked Thursday night's victory lane so much, he came back on Saturday and did it again. The USAC Sprints, well, they go without the wings, but they're just as tough out there in the Midwest. Montpelier, Indiana hosted the tour, the USAC Sprint Tour on Friday night. C.J. Leary was your winner. And in Lawrenceburg, Indiana on Saturday night, Kevin Thomas Jr. won the Fall Nationals and $10,000. Now, the Southern Modified Racing Series were at one of the most famous short tracks in America, Hickory, North Carolina on Saturday night. Burt Myers of the famous Myers family and Pavement Racing in the South was your winner. Now we get to some big annual races through the fall season on the short tracks. The National Short Track Nationals in Rockford, Illinois, 200 laps for super late models, was taken by Alex Prunty. The All-American 400 in Nashville, Tennessee, was won by Donnie Wilson. Milk Bowl was run at Thunder Road Speedway in Barrie, Vermont. Jason Corliss got to kiss the cow and host the trophy. Up on the dirt in New York State, the Outlaw 200 in Fulton, New York was won by Billy Decker. Big race, big tune-up as Super Dirt Week in Oswego kicks off just in a day or so here. And the annual Race of Champions for Pavement Modifieds took place at Lake Erie Speedway in Pennsylvania on Saturday night. When they offer big money to win, who's your winner usually? That's right, big money Matt Hirschman took his 62 victory lane in the Race of Champions. He likes those big races and the big money. He earned the nickname. Wasn't given to him, but it's pretty much there. Week in, week out, year in, year out. I don't know, that name sticks with him. That's a pretty good nickname to have with the big money, is with the cost of racing. Now, I don't want to go any further tonight before acknowledging what a sad day this was just in America, with thoughts and prayers going out to everyone in Las Vegas with the shooting out there and then the health issues facing American rock icon Tom Petty. Several reports earlier today had Tom Petty passing away. They were then retracted. His health is obviously in a serious situation, but his actual status kind of fuzzy right now. Between the Las Vegas shooting and Tom Petty's situation, I would hope that biggest hope I have would be American journalism returns to a standard that we can respect. I don't see that on the horizon anytime soon, but we're going to do our best here on Racers Reunion and Speedway Report to at least report auto racing with some accuracy and facts as opposed to conjecture and guessing and be first on the internet, which seems to be more important than actually getting the story right. But I digress. I had a wonderful weekend, and especially Sunday afternoon at the Stafford Motor Speedway for the running of the fall final, one of the biggest races up in New England. I got to tip my hat and give a big thanks before I go any further to the Arute family, and particularly Scott Running, for their courtesy and professionalism that they showed me yesterday at the Stafford Motor Speedway. Scott Running handles media credentials out there. I don't think I ever even met the man personally face-to-face. We exchanged emails with him and Jeff, and fine run facility. They had the run of the place, did some good stuff, which I'll get to in a little bit. I want to talk about Stafford for a moment. This was only my second time back at the Speedway since 2001. My first time since 2009. This is a place I pretty faithfully visited every single Friday night for a lot of years. A lot of years I was there every Friday night. Many years as a fan driving up, several years as a crew member for either the Tour Mods or the SK Modifieds. Came like a home to me. I know I was there when a lot of action was taking place in high school that I was just not a part of because I was at the Stafford Motor Speedway. So it was good to be back there. A little bit of the old expression, you can't go home again. Well, I did. It was pretty nice. The weather could not, if you ordered weather, you couldn't get a better deal. It was your typical postcard New England fall day. Not a cloud in the sky, crisp blue skies. Temperature, one of those days, you know, where you wake up and you need the sweatshirt because it's chilly and cool, and then you get the sun you know, beaming overhead, it's nice and warm, and then you get into the shade a little bit and you need the sweatshirt again. One of those New England fall days. They're really, really comfortable. You're not too hot, not too cold, just depends on where you stand. Little breeze cooks up, cools you off, nice and warm in the sunshine. And we were racing yesterday, just perfect day. So feel great for Stafford, especially with the rain that they faced on Saturday, for qualifying in some support divisions. Put them on a little bit of a delay. They had to work through the schedule, but they got everything in on Saturday, and they were blessed on Sunday. Not only were we racing yesterday for the Whelen Modified Tour, the SK Mods, and the late models, we also retired Teddy Christopher's number, the number 13. Is retired at Stafford Motor Speedway. Now, a little bit about numbers. NASCAR has retired one number in its history, and that is the number 61 out of the modified divisions, Richie Evans' number. Now, NASCAR did not retire the 13, but Stafford has retired the 13 from their speedway. And the SK Mods, is Teddy has won over 100 races there and is the only driver to have ever had a grandstand named after him while he was still competing. I looked at the Hall of Fame yesterday as I walked behind the grandstands, and you saw the name of Evans. You saw Charlie Jerzombek, We saw Bill Slater, Fred DeSero, some of New England's greats. These, you know, you from the Southeast that may not be familiar with the New England racing stars. These are royalty as far as New England short track racing goes. And there in the end, close to turn one, was the grandstand of Teddy Christopher. He raced right up there the night before he passed and had a grandstand named after him. A pretty high honor at that, and just my pleasure to be there. There was a statement read from his twin brother, Mike, about the support from his family and friends that has been shown the family over the past several weeks since TC lost his life. And I did an interview yesterday with a local television station up here in Connecticut. They asked me, you know, kind of unprepared for the interview, kind of a spur of the moment one. They just asked me, the focus of it was Teddy Christopher, the retirement of the 13, and his number. And my exact words weren't off of a script, but off the top of my head. And I did think of Richie Evans when I thought about Teddy Christopher. And I told them that, you know, NASCAR Hall of Famer Richie Evans passed away in 1985. And he was an absolute icon. If you had one guy, one name to define a division, define a series, it would be Richie Evans. Well, as we come up later in the month of October, we're coming up on a 32-year anniversary since Evans has died. You're talking at least a generation and a half, possibly two generations of Modified and Northeast fans that never saw Evans race. All they know is his legacy, what they've read about them, what they've read about him, what little video and audio there is of him. Most of the data and history is in the textbooks. But they know of Richie very well, but it's not through personal experience. And I think, without exaggeration, Teddy Christopher could be the next generation's Richie Evans. That iconic name, that iconic person that you associated that modified division with. When you talk sprint cars, you might say Steve Kinser and guys like that. When you talk dirt late models, you say, Scott Blomquist and those guys. Dirt modifieds, big blocks, Brett Hearn and guys like that. And when you were unfamiliar with pavement, or talking to someone unfamiliar with pavement modifieds, you would probably mention the name Teddy Christopher as that guy. And he grasped a lot of people, or a lot of people grasped him. That may be what I'm trying to say. But there was a definite connection there. He brought people to the racetrack. People identified with him. So many very competitive younger drivers, drivers his age that were very good. But the longevity and the winning factor may or may not have matched TC. Most did not. Look at TC. I looked at the track championship standings heading into yesterday's event for the SKs, and Teddy was fifth in points with six feature wins heading into yesterday's race, just as the final numbers for the track. And yeah, I certainly compared him to Evans on camera as far as the identifiable iconic name of a division that you could identify with. Now, his protege, I'll call him a protege, partner, friend, co-worker, Keith Rocco, won yesterday's SK Modified feature and clinched the SK Modified track championship for Stafford Motor Speedway. Literally overcome with emotion in victory lane, could barely utter any words in victory lane. I heard the audio from it. You heard his voice, could barely make out what he was saying, could only get a few words out. He was that overcome with an emotion. Teddy said just not long ago, late in the season, he said, hey, if I can't win the track championship here, I hope Keith Rocco does. Well, Keith Rocco did that and came to fruition yesterday. What wonderful day, what way to end the SK season there with Keith Rocco winning the race as well as the track championship. Now, on to the tour race itself, the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. That was, my opinion, fantastic race. We had 150 laps under these gorgeous Connecticut autumn weather. No halfway breaks. 150 laps straight through. Live pitting, which I really dug. But there were some strategies and lined up because of the pit rules. I went to the driver crew chief meeting Sunday morning, and here's how I understood the rules, is that during live pit stops, you could change one tire and one tire only. You could not change tires and add fuel on the same stop. Now, you could change more than one tire, but you could only change one tire per stop. So, in other words, a lot of guys did just that. They came in, changed one tire, went back out onto the track, caught the field under caution, pitted again to take a second tire. Now, that mixed up the strategy a little bit. Some guys did, some guys didn't, some guys pitted, some guys didn't. I liked it. I liked the results of how it turned out. Now, talking to the second place finisher, Ryan Preece, yesterday, his words from his crew were a little bit different as the NASCAR officials relayed to them that they could only put one 500 compound tire on the car. Now, I'll admit, I don't know the compounds with the tires that they had there, but a 500 was kind of like a go-to compound, I guess. And here's how it played out. Preece was clearly the strongest car in the field through most of the event, certainly through the first half, two-thirds of it. As he stayed out during an early yellow when most of the rest of the field pitted for at least one of those tires, if not making two stops for two tires. Eventual winner, Eric Goodale, took on two tires during that first round of pit stops, of which Preece did not pit. Well, Preece stayed the leader through the race as the field battled back up through behind him, and when a later caution came out past lap 100, Preece came in, changed his right front, came in again, and changed his right rear, so he had two fresh tires. Eric Goodale came in. He had already pitted under the earlier caution. He had changed the right side tires already, so he came in, popped that 500 compound on the left rear. And on the restart for the final, what do you say, 30-some-odd laps to go, Preece shot out like a rocket, and he was the fastest car. But as that left rear came in on Goodale's car, he was able to rotate much better and hunted down the really quick Preece, got his nose underneath him, passed him nice and clean with about 3 laps to go. Made for a very exciting race, very exciting finish, and it was a tire strategy work like that. Now, I don't believe Priest's lap times dropped at all, if much at all, if at all, but Goodale's car, that compound that he had on the left rear allowed that car to turn that much better, and he was able to slowly but surely reel in Preece. When about 30 laps to go, 20 laps to go, I was thinking, oh, geez, Ryan's just going to smoke him and sweep the season here at Stafford. He did not. Came home second, hard-fought race. He was in good spirits after the race, and Goodale was overjoyed about the win. First career win at Stafford in a tour car, and just a fantastic job. Good sportsmanship and good racing all around. Ronnie Silk came home in third. Had some nice words to say, too. Everybody was happy with their day. Disappointed that they didn't win when they didn't win, but they all raced clean, raced hard, and were happy with one another. Now, taking a look at the Modified Championship, there's just one race left on the schedule. Four-time title winner Doug Coby has a 10-point lead over Justin Bonsignore in the championship standings. Timmy Solomito is third. He is 12 markers back. While Preece is now fourth, he's 19 out of the lead, and that is him missing two races this year that he did not compete in. Once, he got married, and the second race he passed just a couple of weeks ago at New Hampshire when he ran the Xfinity Series event in Kentucky for Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, Preece, one of the hottest short track stars in the country, he won in Iowa in the Xfinity car over the summertime, ran second at New Hampshire in July in the Xfinity car, and then fourth in Kentucky a few weeks ago. He had a second place finish yesterday, and with missing two races, he is only 19 points out of the lead as they head to Thompson, Connecticut and the World Series here in a few weeks. Now, Ryan does need help. Mathematically, yes, he's still in it for the championship, but he's a tough road to hoe. The guys in front of him need to have problems. Preece has to go win the race. Not impossible, but it is quite the uphill battle for Preece to win the championship. But good race between Coby and Bonsignore. Only 10 points separate them. I am working on a story for Speedway Report, our website, speedwayreport.com, about Teddy Christopher and the emotion of the drivers yesterday as they go back to Stafford for that race, that retirement of the number in that race there, Stafford Springs, without Teddy Christopher, which really hasn't happened since the mid-1980s, that Stafford did not have Teddy. It was certainly different. It was certainly a different feel. There was certainly something or someone missing yesterday. End of the Dover Cup race yesterday was pretty good. I kept track of it, even though it was at Stafford. Kyle Busch got past Chase Elliott with just over a lap to go. And Elliott's post-race reminds me of his dad Bill's post-race before Bill Elliott ever won a cup race. Very hard on himself, very down, so close and so far, as the cliche goes. But Chase Elliott takes it very hard when he gets that close and doesn't close the deal. Still looking for his first win. Yes, I'm old enough to remember Bill Elliott when he was looking for his first win on the Winston Cup Tour at the time. Yeah, very, very hard on himself. Kind of chases, looks like a chip off the old block, and Bill taught him just as he was. Little dust up between Ryan Newman and Jeff Gordon after the race, just comments before each other or towards each other, and really much ado about nothing, I guess. I guess Jeff said a joke to Ryan. Ryan didn't take it as such, but it wasn't really that big of a deal. More journalism getting blown out of proportion for the sake of being first on the internet with a news story. I really make an effort not to do that here on Speedway Report, and will continue to do so, as well as all the reporters and journalists here at Racers Reunion. Everybody, in between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. Our Speedway Report TV replays are posted on the site. Yeah, on the top ribbon, just go and click the TV button, and you can watch tonight's show as well as archive programs. We have columns there from Steve Zonger, Paul Bloffus, and me. Recent posts we got up there, we look ahead to the 2018 Daytona 500. We've got a post I remembered from a Teddy Christopher race from about 7 years ago. Steve Zonger has a new piece on sports car racing, and I'm working on my piece from TC about Stafford yesterday. Trust me, if you're connected with me on social media, I'll let you know when it's up live and running on Speedway Report. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work this evening. You can hear more from Jeff and Racers Reunion tomorrow. That's Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Racing Through History or The Goat Rodeo. And don't forget that Free Pennington with Making an Impact kicks off tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern Time. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. A special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. And our immediate thoughts to the first responders in Las Vegas. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the New England studios here in New Milford, Connecticut. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. You don't go anywhere because BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com. Please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and we will be back next Monday with news from the Cup Series here in Charlotte, Super Dirt Week from Oswego, the Winchester 400 from Indiana, the Petit Le Mans at Road Atlanta, gosh, and plenty of short track racing. Thank you for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Good night, everybody. Rocket through the